Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven fempreneurs learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Turn your dreams into actionable, marketable, and profitable plans and make your business irresistible.
Welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast, soon to be the Velvet Machete Leadership Podcast. And the only shift there is going to be that instead of just serving exclusively female entrepreneurs, we are going to serve anyone who considers themselves a leader or who aspires to become a leader. And what is a leader? It's simply someone who influences, right? So you can be a leader whether you're a business owner, if you work for another organization, if you're leading at home or in your community, in an organization like a nonprofit association, whatever that looks like. Our goal is to help you be a confident, compassionate, influential leader in whatever capacity that is for you. Now, we're doing that because my client base is so much more than our niche audience that we did this podcast for. And I honestly caught a lot of crap when I was on the road and speaking. I would have corporate clients say, well, when are you going to do a podcast for us? And I'd have men say, well, I'm not a bombshell. And of course, I would tell them, well, you can be a bombshell boy. I do have male listeners, but I think it's just easier and more respectful to open up the podcast to everyone who wants to be a part of our community, because we're a pretty cool community, not because of me, but because of you. So that's the skinny on what's happening next, and we are super excited. Make sure that if you haven't already, that you have subscribed to the podcast. So as these changes come about, you will not be surprised. Whether you're a longtime listener or this is the first episode you've ever listened to, that's a great and important way to stay in the loop. So today we're going to talk about how quiet leaders can also be wildly influential. So if you're a business owner and you feel like maybe you're not as strong as other more gregarious business owners, or maybe you're in an organization where that real loud, boisterous leader has the edge, I want to talk to you today. And if you're a leader who's a boisterous leader, if you're large and in charge like I am, I want you to consider, don't hop off this episode. Let's just start there. I want you to listen to this because I want you to consider how you can leverage people on your team or colleagues who might be more quiet leaders, okay? So when people think leader, they think big, bold personality, large and in charge, right? Mostly. The truth is that extroverted leaders are not the only stars of business success. And we have more and more successful, quote, quiet leaders to look to, like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, or when I think of quiet leaders who I admire and have always been someone that I've looked to, I think of Rosa Parks. She was not Martin Luther King. She was a quiet woman who quietly sat on a bus, right? So she changed the world. She changed a lot because of her quiet leadership. So one of the data points that we pulled from, and y'all know I'm a data nerd, there's a Chicago-based consultancy firm, G8 Smart. They spent 10 years creating a database called the CEO Genome Project. And when they were analyzing their data, their findings included that over half of the CEOs who performed the best were introverts. So extrovert means that you restore your energy by being around other people. Introverts restore their energy by being alone and putting some distance between them and other people. You could also be an extrovert where you do restore your energy by being around other people, but maybe you're just not as loud. I'm not sure the right word to use there. Maybe you're just not as vocal. Maybe that's the word to use. Maybe you tend to be more of a collaborative leader. So no matter where you fit, let's just dig in a little bit more. So let's explore the behaviors that don't necessarily always get the fanfare, but they add incredible value through subtle yet effective influence. So quiet leaders often lead with a supportive style, as opposed to an authoritative style. So they're not really ones that are going to demand respect. They tend to be more humble. And that's not to say that people like me aren't humble. I'm not saying that. It's just that they come off as more humble. They humbly take a collaborative approach to decision making and execution. And they're at their most influential when the people they lead feel heard, involved, and invested in the outcome. So they influence through shared vision and by the team buy-in. Instead of being the vision caster who's on the stage and the warrior leader that's like, charge, here we go, here's my plan, let's get excited about it. They're more about, what do you guys think? How can we as a team do this? And they get that team buy-in. In fact, that's a really powerful way to focus people and processes towards success. So you have those supportive leaders that might be more of the quiet type. And then you also have introspective leaders. So these are definitely unpretentious. They're reserved. They're known for being insightful, reflective, probably candid. They're going to say what they're going to think, but not necessarily in a way that a very extroverted, big personality would. They think things through before acting. And as reflective individuals who just need a little time and space to decide, you know, what are my next steps going to be? Their contributions are imaginative. They're often surprising to those who might otherwise perceive them as quiet. So I want you to think about who that person is wherever you work or in your business. And think about, like, when that person who doesn't really talk a lot suddenly comes out like, Shazam, here's this amazing idea that nobody else thought about. It's probably because nobody shut up long enough to go in deep and think about what was possible. So that's their little secret sauce, right? They're at their most influential when their sincere interest in a thought plan and outcome is realized and others can look to them for stable strategic outcomes. So I know somebody's listening to this in their car right now and they're like, stable strategic outcomes, that's me. Yes, nobody ever pays attention to me. Nobody ever lets me get a word in edgewise. And if they would, I would have amazing plans that they can implement. So to you, whether you're a supportive leader or an introspective leader, I want you to find a way to be heard. I want you to look for opportunities to raise your hand and shine. In fact, if you're not the most social of leaders, it's very important that you don't appear overly private, especially in an environment where transparency is celebrated. And you're like, look, Amber, I'm a private person. That's who I am. I understand. Okay. However, this is a big but. This is a 90s rap song, big but. That's the level we're going to here. I want you to, of course, close your door when you want to get work done, when it really matters. But I also want you to be committed to being a highly visible leader by making the rounds. So if you're in person, make the rounds in the morning. Pop into, you know, different audiences, offices. I'm not even going to edit that out. Everybody's like, you're such a great speaker. Oh, after 2020, when I have not been on hardly any stages and it's all been Zoom and Microsoft Teams, you know, you get a little rusty. So I want you to see that I also struggle, okay? I cannot stand that my listeners think I'm perfect, or some of them, the ones who reach out to me anyways. For the rest of you, I'm not perfect. If you didn't get my newsletter about my little experience in the ladies' restroom, email me, amber@amberhurdle.com, and I'll forward that to you. You can see how imperfect I am. Okay, anyway, so if you're making the rounds, make the rounds in person, obviously safely, with a mask on, social distancing. But make sure that you get a chance to see everybody in the morning so that they see you. Just seeing your face and seeing that you care about them, that's going to be critical. And if you're online, make sure that your face is visible on Zoom. Make sure that you're interacting on Slack, Voxer, whatever that tool is, WhatsApp, whatever you're using. Make sure that you're in there and that you're interacting with people. Popping in on chats and that sort of thing. Like, hey, just popping in. Hey, just checking in. How are you doing? Do you need to hop on a Zoom? Do you need anything from me? Make sure that you're doing that, because whatever that digital communication tool is that you're using with your remote teams is important as a piece of connection, because a reclusive or an isolated leader does not inspire followers. That is not an inspiring, influential experience. So keep the end in mind. And you're a thoughtful person, right? If you are a more quiet leader, that typically means that you're in your head more and less about spitballing ideas with other people and talking through ideas. You tend to be more think through ideas. So adding that visibility to your leadership strategy is really critical for you. So think about, if in the end I want my team to be highly engaged, to give discretionary effort, to work as a team, then that means that I need to do something that maybe isn't inherent to me, but I'm going to bubble wrap that. And once we rebrand and everything, I'll probably do a whole episode on what I mean by bubble wrapping, but we'll just protect that area of yours with a strong strategy, like just putting some time on your calendar to make sure that you're interacting with your team in a very visible way. So the end game for leadership is influence, ultimately, right? And there's many paths to influencing others. It's really important that you own your unique way as part of your personal brand. You know, I'm all about some personal branding. And then I want you to position it as a valuable resource to the organization or the effort that you lead, whether that's your business or you report to somebody else. If you can show that you're more introspective or your more collaborative, supportive approach to leadership gets the job done, then you're going to be seen as an influential leader, and that will open up opportunities for you, whether that is the sexier projects, whether that is more customers, whether that is a raise or a promotion or whatever that looks like. Own you, do you. You know, I say that all the time, just do you, but make sure that you're doing it in a way that other people can see the value. Now, if you're wondering, what type of leader am I? I don't know. Then I invite you to take my personality quiz. It's really quick. And when you do it, I'll help you define your distinct values so that you can leverage your results to position yourself as an influential leader who makes things happen. So I will let you know what makes you great, what makes you most influential, and then what you might need to bubble wrap to fortify your more fragile traits that could hold you back. So those things that just aren't your jam. So I don't want you to overthink any question. If none of them are a fit, go with the one that is the best answer among the options. There's just a few short questions. It will give you some great insight into how you show up at your best as a leader. And I'll even send you a downloadable PDF of your results. So it's free, no strings attached. Go to amberhurdle.com/leadership quiz. It's amberhurdle.com/leadership quiz. This would be a fun thing for your whole team to do. Get everybody on your team to take it. And then you can start seeing what those strengths and what those areas that might need some bubble wrap are on your team. And you can start respecting each other for what you bring to the table. So that's going to be it for today. Remember, no matter if you're extroverted or you're introverted, if you're large and in charge, or if you're more introspective, you can be an amazing leader if you are true to yourself and you understand the value that you bring to the table. That's what I want from you, okay? So take that leadership quiz, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources, and be sure to tune in again. Cheers to you, Bombshell.